All right, guys, ready? Oh, 26, Proverbs 26, shall we? 26:7. Again, if I've done it, just smile and nod and pretend like it's brilliant and you've never heard it before. 26:7? No? Good? We're safe? We're in uncharted territory? Fabulous. Anastelli, read that. 26:7. All right, mine says, like the legs which are useless to the lame. What's the implication there? What is the problem with this individual?
Legs don't work.
Do they have legs?
Yes.
Yep, they just don't get used. So they're there, they're just not functioning, okay? And it is likened to a proverb in the mouth of a fool. What is a proverb? It's wisdom from God. So it's knowledge of God in the mouth of a fool. What's that saying?
He doesn't use it, right?
The mark of a fool, according to this proverb, one of the many marks of a fool, is one who has wisdom but does nothing with it. Has, better yet, knowledge. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. In the same way that a lame man has legs, they're just not functional, okay? It's a great reminder, especially to us in this program and for folks that are headstrong or had lots of knowledge. Knowledge is never exalted in Scripture as godliness. Wisdom is exalted, the ability to take knowledge and apply it and do something with it, okay? Just because you guys can now spank people at Bible trivia and you know that Methuselah lived 969 years and he's the oldest guy in the Bible and you've got the planks memorized and the theme of Judges, that is not in itself of any value if you can't apply those things to your life. And I say that for me included, right? We all, based on our time in this program, are going to learn a lot of Bible. At the end of this all, probably know more than 99% of the world in terms of what we have covered, what we've studied, and what you guys have had the opportunity to learn from this season of life together, okay? We need to now go and apply that. And one of the marks of a fool is someone that has and yet does nothing with it. So I want to challenge you guys as you're thinking through what's next, right? We're on the heels of March, or on the toes of March, I should say, heels of February, and moving forward. And, you know, in a couple months, we're going to be done. We're going to be in Israel together, and we're going to have a great time. And then this season of life is going to be done. What are you going to do with what you've learned? How are you going to take this knowledge and apply it? How are you going to pour into other people's lives? How are you going to begin to share this with others via discipleship opportunities, hanging out with roommates, investing in WSM students, planting a church, just being a faithful steward and leading a life group, whatever it may be? Make sure that you're applying this in some way and that you're sharing what you're learning. Okay, you don't have to be brilliant, okay? Clearly, right? I'm case in point. But you do need to be one step ahead of the folks that you're leading, knowledge-wise, and in what you've kind of experienced in life's lab or what have you. So make sure you guys have a plan for that. Don't sit on this stuff. The worst thing you can do is have all this head knowledge. In fact, I would argue that it's almost more damaging, okay? I've seen people that are your typical, and you guys may run across these type of guys in seminary that have a ton of head knowledge but are completely disconnected from the real world, right? They haven't heard an F-bomb in 10 years because they hang out in this holy huddle of people, never hang out with a non-Christian, have never interacted with people that ask real questions that are dealing with real life. Those people become really weird really fast, and it's almost unhelpful. You see that knowledge decrease evangelism. You see decrease a heart for the lost and interacting with people that aren't like them. And it's an ugly thing to see. So don't become that. Okay, make sure you're putting this stuff to use and applying it and hanging out with people that don't believe what you believe and don't even respect what you believe. But those are the people that God has called us to rub shoulders with. Okay, we are the Levites of the day to be scattered, not sitting in a holy huddle together. And there's times that is very important and good, but void of anything else, it's not good. Okay, so apply what you are learning and put it to use, so that you are not one that has legs that are not useful. All right, thoughts on that? That wasn't pointed at anybody in particular. As you all go like this, okay, I'm guilty of it as well. So it's hard to remember that and to do that. Okay, so.